This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Sam Elkin is with the St Kilda Legal Service and makes a return. Welcome, Sam, and thank you for waiting. Sorry to hold you up. We just wanted to bring those people together and we had a bit of a scheduling thing, so thank you for that.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
So we've seen parliamentary debate this week around changes to birth certificates and also discussion around folk in prison. I'm pretty disturbed, to be honest, by the fact that the state opposition are opposing this quite minor but actually fairly significant, I know that sounds inconsistent, change to the law. They did give a commitment that they would support it, and they're a bit like molten ice cream. You can never refreeze it the same way. What are your thoughts? Why is this law change so important?
Look, it's been important for a long time. Obviously, we only missed out by one vote back in 2016. The reason it's important is because trans and gender diverse people have a right to have ID that reflects who they are. Mm-hmm. And particularly for young people, birth certificates are something that you actually have to bring out a lot, whether enrolling for school or for university. It's a primary document. You know, perhaps as you go on in your life, birth certificates become a less important day-to-day ID, but certainly for young people. And when you're doing something like, say, applying for a job that requires a security clearance or something like that, you do have to regularly provide those documents. And at the moment, it basically means you have to out yourself as transgender while applying for certain jobs like that.
So without putting the mocker on it, it does look, it's past the lower house. It obviously has Labor support in the upper house. Three of the crossbenchers in the upper house have said they will support it. So let's assume it does become law. I think it will. This is going to make a huge difference, isn't it? Because your birth certificate will reflect who you are.
Yes, I think it will be just another positive step in what I hope is a long list of other positive steps that will happen for trans and gender diverse people in Victoria. And we'll hope that similar laws pass across Australia in places like New South Wales, for instance.
And it doesn't require surgery.
That's right. And the issue of surgery is a very vexed one. Bear in mind that under Medicare at the moment, these kind of surgeries aren't available. So these kind of surgeries cost upwards of $100,000, for example, for trans mask folks like myself. The only surgeon providing those kind of surgeries in Australia is up in Brisbane. And, so between taking time off work, paying about $100,000 for surgery, wow, and having to stay, in a hotel or whatever for over a month, over the course of two or three different surgeries, you're talking big bucks. You're talking about a, house deposit. And this, given that our community doesn't tend to be making the big bucks at the moment, it's just a completely unnecessary and unreasonable thing to put on the community in order to get the identity that reflects who they are.
We are, I think, on the threshold of this law being passed.
So it's passed the lower house, is that right, Sam?
Passed lower, yep. The work of the St Kilda Legal Service is really important. I remember when we first had you on the show and, you were starting that out. It's a couple of years now?
I think 14 months.
I was going to say, I bet it feels a lot longer.
It definitely feels like at least 6 years, but, only 14 months.
That's been a huge challenge. You've done an incredible amount of good work. You've given visibility to some of these issues. When you were listening to the debate in the state parliament, how did you feel as a trans person?
Pretty emotional, to be honest. Like, I try to keep my cards pretty close to my chest most of the time, but going in and watching the debates, both in support and in opposition, is quite difficult emotionally. It's such a private, personal issue, and having to, you know, talk about this issue in public, having to listen to, you know, essentially a bunch of cisgendered people talk about whether or not you have a right to have an identity document in your, you know, preferred gender, it is difficult. And we do really appreciate the support from the Labor government and the crossbenchers that are supporting it. We just basically want to get this done so we can move on and talk about other things that don't involve intimate parts of our body. So hearing the opposition, you know, actually actively oppose the legislation was really disappointing. We know that the numbers are there for it to pass, so it's kind of a bit unnecessary for them to, you know, go in so hard to oppose it, and it just creates division. And this is a difficult time for trans and gender diverse people. It's similar to the marriage equality debate, where you know, intimate parts of our lives and our right to exist and our right to do what we want with our bodies is under the microscope again. And it's a hard time, and we just want to get it done.
Yeah. So in the past week, we've seen some great changes. Last week here, we were talking about the sports field, how trans people can compete and participate on the basis of how they identify. And obviously at the elite level, there's some different qualifications or barriers. In terms of the laws that have just passed our lower house, can you just give us a snapshot of the key points there? Your birth certificate will reflect how you identify, is that correct?
That's correct. So at the moment, in order to change your sex marker on your birth certificate in Victoria, you have to have surgery to your reproductive organs. So this will mean that you no longer need to do that. The other important takeaway is that people will be able to choose a descriptor for their sex that is not male or female. So, for example, non-binary gender identities, gender fluid gender identities can be reflected in your birth certificate if the bill passes.
It's, you know, I know how I felt during marriage equality about, you know, the Australian people passed their vote and, you know, that was overwhelming in favour of marriage equality. But then, you know, the parliamentary debate that was part of that, yes, the law was changed. You know, for people making decisions about our lives like this, and I think, and sorry, I forget his name, one of the crossbenchers who supported this, and he has a trans child.
Oh, Andy Medic, yeah.
And, you know, this is about, you know, his experience, and, you know, Samantha Ratnam from the Greens and Fiona Patton from the Reason Party and so many people in the Labor Party, I just wonder why there is such a deficit in the Liberal Party around these issues. Don't any of them know any trans people? Don't they engage with trans people? I just find that really puzzling because, you know, none of them have actually publicly put a contrary to position to what the party said. Oh, I just find that really puzzling.
Indeed.
Yeah.
yeah, it is disappointing. We really would like the Liberal Party to be on board with what we're doing. We appreciate the fact that a lot of the time they're saying that it's not about us, but it's about people misapplying the law and using it for an improper purpose. But, yeah, basically we think that our rights should come first in this situation and that the exception to the rule can be managed appropriately by a range of policies.
Yeah. Sam, thank you. Thanks for your work.
Thanks for having me.
You know, you've played a role in making this happen. It's really important. There's lots of ways to spell courage, but what you do is courage. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You are Sam's show on Joy.
Oh, yes. So tell us about your show on Joy.
Yes. Well, it's called Transgender Warriors. I'm just about to upload the podcast onto the Joy website, so hopefully in a couple of hours they'll be up there. It's a new show about trans history and culture where we look at the some of the key kind of canon of transgender writers, artists and historians. So check it out.
Awesome. There you go. Seamless plug. Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.